Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Reflections for Rajab. On the anniversary of the fall of the Khilafah, there are many things to reflect on. While our hearts naturally feel saddened at the loss of the Islamic Khilafah, the Caliphate, we can also see the road to victory being paved out. There are sincere Dawah carriers all across the globe. Many started their work with Hizb ut-Tahrir in their youth, and many have passed away in their old age. They have given their lives for a call and sacrificed in its path. The call is the same of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to establish the authority of Islam on earth and to have the mechanism that allows Islam to be implemented, carried to others, and also to protect the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as well as the people who live in the domain of Islam. In the period after the destruction of the Khilafah, the Ummah has faced immense calamity and trials. Firstly, the loss of the blessed land with the occupation of Palestine by the Zionists. The land of Isra wal Miraj, the night journey, was given away by the British, and Muslim rulers didn't stop this. The division of all Muslim lands, causing weakness to the body of the Ummah, was a clear sign that our unity is a practical need, and it is foremost an obligation. Then, as time passed, the treachery of the Muslim rulers in each land became evident. Those who presented themselves as liberators and defenders of their nation sold off the resources of the Ummah and made themselves richer and more established with the iron fist they ruled by. When eventually the Ummah could take no more, one by one, nations rose up and are still crying out against the oppression they face. The Arab Spring sent us hope, but this was limited as the method for change was limited. Today we still hear of those wishing for change. The calls are for limited reform and not the radical change that the Islamic system demands. This year, on the anniversary of the destruction of the Khilafah, there is still a very big challenge for us, while the reality of the Ummah is clear. The revolution in Syria, detention camps in China, expulsion of the Rohingya, deaths of migrants escaping poverty and war, and more heartache. The anger and sadness have to turn into a clear solution. In the Western world, where a generation of Muslims went in the 1960s, 70s and 80s to find a better way of life, the challenges of the loss of Muslims' identity is keeping us awake at night. Children are leaving the way of life of their parents and seeking an alternative way of life, dazzled by the allure of the worldly life and shutting out the idea of the Creator, who will account us of this temporary life. The challenge for the carriers of the Dawah to bring Islam back as a system is to never tire from showing the fallacy of the capitalist way of life, the double standards, the lack of answers to the truth, and the lack of clarity in solving problems. The callers to this noble project have to carry on forging the way forward. There will always be thorns on the path. We may get tired and frustrated. Our health, our family, time, and our careers may suffer. But ultimately the path to revival is never easy. The sunnah of all the prophets is shown in the Quran, and the path of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the example and reminder to motivate us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in Surah Al-Anfal, Ayah 24, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. The Islamic Dawah, adherence to the Sunnah, and the rules of Islam are in our blood, and in the work to resume Islam as a way of life, we need to adhere strongly, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba did, and as the members and leaders of the noble Hizb ut-Tahrir have done since its establishment in the 1950s. Time is fast passing, and our time on this earth will pass by too. our ummah is still in need for the mercy of Islam, and it is incumbent upon us to work tirelessly and with complete sincerity for the right cause and following the prophetic method for change. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Nazia Rahman. #ReturnTheKhilafah